Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The Resolute Christian Amidst Chaos. The resolute Christian finds a world of confusion greeting the faith which Jesus Christ demonstrated. Without such faith, we cannot please God. Events in the world today have made our societies full of confusion. Our enduring Christian hope resides within the sphere of provision of God. For sure, we have no continuing city here. We are to seek one to come. Lord's Judgment on Pride, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 13 on Battle Lines. The Lord's Judgment on Pride. Got pride? Well, in the human endeavor, pride is never far away. At times, it inflates the personal ego. Other times, it inflates an entire nation as it glories in sin. Antichrist Shadows of Nations, classic series on Warn Radio. This episode features one of our premier shows. Antichrist Shadows are found in the type and historical figure of Antiochus Epiphanes. We investigate the rise, work, and fall of this leader. Global Christian Advocacy Human Rights on Classic Warn Radio. There is no doubt today we do hear of wars and rumors of war. In addition, the ongoing persecution of Christians continue. When the Apostle spoke of perilous times, we know today what that means. Be sure to check out The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. We introduce a former Black Ops sniper named Mac. He battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him. Having escaped death many times, he is now with his wife Dorothy, who also is a former Black Ops. Be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books as well as sources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another Friday edition of Sound the Shofar. It's hard to believe these days just slip by. So today we are in Hebrews. Verse 20, chapter 11. In the faith chapter, I was discussing that on our show last night while going through Isaiah. Because, you know, the book that the apostles read and taught from was the Tanakh, you know. And so the heroes of faith are Jews from the Old Testament. You know, and here we are Gentiles, and so what do? Well, we go through Hebrews. And we look at all these people of faith. Well, they were under the law. They didn't have faith, they just had to obey. Wrong. They had faith. They had to believe. They were justified. They believed. But they were still under the old covenant, but that didn't change the fact of the issue. I mean, the things that they were required to do required faith. Abraham went out. I want you to leave. Where am I going? Well, you're going over there. Well, what's over there? No answer. That's where you're to go, period. I'm the Lord your God. That's where you're going to go. It's a land. I'm going to give you that land for your descendants. Yeah, it takes faith. And it still takes faith today. Well, now Canada has officially become martial law and a thug nation now. All the premiers and all the others, they have opened up their thing pretty much. But Justin Trudeau, well, you can see why his daddy liked the Chinese Communist Party. He was a communist, leaning that way. I didn't know the man, but that's what's come out, along with the book. I think it was the one he wrote. I don't know, never paid attention much to Canada. I just figured they were free, connected to the Queen. Same type. But boy, they don't act like that. Over in another part of Canada, the truckers who were protesting, the authorities were using EMF on them. You know where EMF comes? It comes from 5G. That's how you get 5G. And they got radiation weapons. I think that's what it was. But the EMF is what they were shooting. I mean, they showed the burns. It was all over Getter. One woman had the side of her neck burned. It looked like she had a severe burn, is what it did. And so they think that's okay in Canada now. Justin Trudeau decided that he would declare martial law. And martial law has never been declared, at least the way he did it, followed a law that they had. Nobody's ever declared it. He didn't declare it when BLM was burning up the place. But peaceful truckers who believe in the freedom in Canada, he hates. And he's going to bring them down come hell or high water. You know, and I think a lot of these people are just like Justin Trudeau, and they're in America. We have a lot of people that seem to think that you know, when they get in power, they can treat Americans like a bunch of dipwits and everything else. Less than nothing. And we have techies and we have the metaverse of Facebook. Well, that ain't doing too good. Now, I'm on Instagram. I've got two accounts on it, only because I like some of the people and like what they're producing, what they're putting up. But as far as Zuckerberg and his Facebook and his metaverse, he can go suck an egg. That guy is connected. Now, I have the articles, and it came from Mercola, and he's a great researcher. And he got a hold of a document that lists, and some guy painstakingly listed all the people connected from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Now that is connected to the World Bank. Okay? Just to give you a scenario, the World Bank is a direct, you know, decided they would create the World's Economic Forum, and right up there, comfy with all the World Economic Forum buddies, is China. Yeah, you gotcha. Along with Zuckerberg, Soros, and all the others. You know, we used to talk about the different societies years ago. The Club of Rome, that was one. Yeah, there's so many of these guys that came out of the woodwork over the years. No wonder in the end of days it's such a mess. Because you got all these dipwits out there going to change the world for their little version. You know, God gave us free will, so we've got all these humans running around. Well, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God. And then you got a few of them with more money they know what to do with, so they really do have the money to put where their mouth is. And so it is a mess. It's confusing. Now, I got one bit of advice. Stick to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and trust Him and forget all these other knuckleheads that are out there. I don't care what they're declaring. I don't care who they are. Yeah, they can put you in jail. They can shoot you. They can kill you. Well, there is a better world coming. And these guys are not going to be in it. Unless, of course, they fall on their face and repent. And if you're scared enough, or if you're hurting enough, and if you really want help enough, that's what you'll do. So at any rate, today we are in a good portion of Hebrews. Lifestyle faith brings the real purpose to the forefront. Faith ain't any good if you can't make it a lifestyle. And it really is, because by faith we're justified with God through Christ. To have faith and live it daily. Now we talk about the miraculous and supernatural. But the miraculous and the supernatural, you know, the supernatural, or the things you can't see, are there all the time. But yet, in most people's lives, they don't live the miraculous all the time. In fact, when we talk about faith and we talk about the things that it produces, many today are imprisoned for the faith of Jesus Christ. And this week, we're looking at more of the patriarchs. Hebrews 11:20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Now you see, I like this because they lay hands on their kids and they pray for them in the future. As Gentiles, we don't normally practice that. Where you literally, your name is Jacob, and then you bless them. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Look at what's happened to many generations of our youth. There's no direction. So then, with no direction, not knowing who they are, where they came from, many times, they just go to school and then they're indoctrinated by a bunch of foolish teachers. Fools, actually. And there's teachers that are making the news all the time from some of the absolute stupid things they're doing. And of course, most of these kids out there, you know, I seen this black gal. You'd never know she was a woman, the way she was dressed. She wore a mask. And she was a repeat offender, 80 times repeat offender. You know all those grocery stores that, you know, in the big city that are getting hijacked and all the goods are being taken? Yeah, she's one of them. She's out on bail. So now she can go to number 82 or 83, wherever she's at. Because these people don't do anything to them. See, without faith in the proper things, you're going to be led astray. You need faith to even come to God. And I mean the true and the living God. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, verse 20, by faith Isaac, the God of Isaac, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the great and mighty and most revered God, even our Father, who has sent us his only begotten Son, whom John said in chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Lord is the Word, the incarnate Word. Even he told him, my words are spirit and they are life. That's because his fathers are the same way. Our God and our Father. They're spirit and they're life. Otherwise, you run around, and we got a bunch of them running around, just like this black gal. She's going to lead to no end. And there's a lot of them doing that. And I can guarantee you they're not just black. There's every kind of race doing this. Because they get pumped. Oh boy, we're getting this stuff for free. No, you're not. You're going to continue stealing and pillaging until this country eventually falls apart from lawlessness. And then a superior force will come in and they will go into the inner city and they'll literally kill anybody that gets in their way or does things they don't like. Now see, that's the alternative. You don't want the America, you get the other. Our forefathers lived by faith. They talked about this was... our form of government was made for a righteous nation. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau because Isaac knew, and so did Jacob and Esau by this time, they knew that God had blessed Abraham. And you're going to find Abraham in our New Testament, whom we're related to by faith. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, worship leaning upon the top of his staff. You know, a simple thing. It's mentioned. What did he do? When he was dying, he blessed the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. That's in the hall of faith? Just because he worshiped and leaning upon the top of the staff? Well, we do that in our churches, quote, supposedly, all the time. We take it for granted. We sing worship songs. We have Christian movie stars. We have Christian singers who are billionaires, and they're living their faith. But see, the issue in America is you take away the money. You take away the comfort. You take away all that. Are you still going to have faith? or you depend on the money and the comforts and the things that was in America above everything. Now, this can affect even poor people. Poor people have money. They have faith. They have a lot of things. But in a society that's gone to hell, literally, the nations that forget God will be turned into hell. And you'll find that in Scripture. And so when you look at it, that's not a very big prospect for... Well, of course, if you don't believe... if you don't believe in the Lord, I mean, what difference does it make? I guess none. Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. Yeah. I've used that many times here as I've warned America and the nations. But you see, people put everything on deaf, mute, dumb, do not disturb, I don't want to hear it, go to you know where, you know, shove it, stick it, we don't want to hear it. You know, I've been called everything. I've been called an anti-Semite by a Jew who didn't like the fact that I was talking about Yeshua, Jesus Christ. I've been attacked by Baptists because I spoke about Yeshua. Apparently he didn't know the Hebrew name for it. If you go over to the Messianic Christians over in Israel, you're going to hear Yeshua a lot. Nevertheless, we've got a lot of reasons to hate. But here's Jacob. When he was dying, he blessed both his sons and worshipped at the top of his staff. That's all he did. Now see, in America, we have grandeur. You know. Now Benny Hinn, there is a guy with faith, you know. He's also a multimillionaire many times over. And I've been to Benny Hinn concerts. I've been prayed for by Benny Hinn. I've been on stage with him. But he's just a guy. But the thing of it is, God expects you to be faithful in the small things. And in the big things, and the medium things, whatever he gives you. 11:22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Remember Joseph, he was... That is an amazing story. Of all the patriarchs, Joseph is amazing. He was sold into slavery. He was a slave. Then he was thrown into prison. He suffered intensely. And he had faith, okay? But he made it through. And he became the second most important person in Egypt. And then when he died, of course, they forgot all about Joseph and wondered what all these Hebrews were doing around there. And they became afraid of him, so they decided to oppress them and make them their slaves. Kind of like what they're doing in Canada and America are trying to. Kind of what the World Economic Forum and all these big mugs are trying to do to the world. That's what they tried to do through COVID. They want to control the world to a global order. And that's really where it's going to head. One day it'll be there. Because when it becomes a global order, more than likely you're going to find the beast there. Right at the head. And then he's going to take the global order and totally change it to where you have to worship him in order to buy or sell. And of course, buying or selling, that includes you take his mark and you're not going to be able to eat or, you know, buy anything. There's probably not going to be anything for free. So it's an amazing thing. When you see our technology today, you see the goals of the World Economic Forum. And like I said, Mercola checked that out. And he does a lot of this stuff. And he found a guy that actually put a PDF. I've got the PDF of it. It's amazing. It just absolutely, everybody you could think of is connected. He connected everybody. And then he's got a breakdown after that. And they all want a world government. One world government. You know, one control. So you're sitting here in your little home, you know, and you're living your life. You have your family. You're doing good. You got retirement. You look forward to that. And then all of a sudden, you have these dipwits come along and say, well, you know, we don't want you to do that. We don't want you to be comfortable. We don't want you to work hard all your life and do all these other things. We got other plans for you. You know, we're going to have a world order. This is what we want to do, and we don't care what you want. That's where it's headed. That's where it's at right now. Nobody cares. Justin Trudeau don't care about the issues why these truckers were protesting. Their jobs were at stake. Paying and taking care of their families were at stake. And this yip wad. You know, there's one thing about it. I never paid much attention to Trudeau, but he's on my high list of dipwits. He was really castigated in their parliament for all that does. They should have removed his butt. They should have taken this thing down. And it's amazing how fellow Canadians will harm their own Canadians, you know, for an issue that regards life and death to them, being able to eat because of a stupid rule that Trudeau and idiot Biden decided to put up. And they're still talking about that. Fauci wants to do more masks. Screw you, Fauci. We don't want your stupid masks, okay? Go get lost. He's got money connected in this. And all of the vaccines are connected in this World Economic Forum and all the other things. It's all connected. So you wonder why? The pandemics are planned out too. All of it. Everything. Well, thank you very much, but we don't want it. We're living by faith. Well, we're going to need to live by faith. I can tell you that because they don't care. They don't care about your faith. They don't care about your God. They don't care what color you are. They don't care what nationality you are. They don't care. Long time ago, I interviewed a Native Indian. I was raised around Indians. Never had any blacks around me, but I had Indians. I had Mexicans. I had cowboys. I had hippies. I had friends with all of them. We didn't even think about he's a hippie or he's an Indian. No. I've been in their homes. I've been on the reservation. I've played with them. I've eaten with them. I've talked to them. Guess what? They're people. Oh, go figure, huh? But anyway, this one I interviewed a long time ago. You would know him. And he's an actor, was an actor. He died of cancer. And he did a movie, a real famous little thing for that a lot of us watched, Welcome to the Reservation. And he told me, he said, you know, when we protested, and there was a protest in South Dakota, real, it made nationwide headlines. I knew of it because I wasn't that far away from him. And they were real radical Indians. We were afraid, I guess they were afraid they were going to overthrow America. But he said, all we wanted was our rights. Freedom. Make sure we had those. And he said, what we found was death and imprisonment. That's what we got. So he said, now the whites are finally realizing what we Native Americans knew all along. There are those in this country that want to control it. So he said, welcome to the reservation. America's the reservation. Well, the world is really the reservation. But see, the difference is that one day there's going to be a reckoning. And God is going to do the reckoning. And when Yahshua comes back, he's going to destroy those who have destroyed the earth. And I don't mean destroying the earth because it's green. That is not what that scripture talks about. That is destroying those who are in the earth as well. Because of the bloodshed they committed, because of the murders. Because there's people today that will do anything to destroy the earth. And Iran is one of them, an entire nation of them. China's another. It's nothing to them. They're generals. I remember years ago, their generals were threatening to blow up our ports on the West Coast. And he says, even if you retaliate and you kill a couple of million Chinese, he says, it doesn't matter. We got all kinds of Chinese over here. But see, I already knew that. As a young boy, I knew that because I was taught that. And it wasn't by a human being. I was told that as a young man. To watch out for the sign of the dragon and the rule of the yellow people, which were the Chinese. Now, I like Chinese culture, and I like the Chinese people. I don't like everything they eat, even the Japanese. A lot of the Asians over there can eat stuff I can't even think about. But see, it's required of all of us to have faith. The only thing of it is they have faith in other things. The thing good about Joseph is all the things he went through and then his family went through, Israel went through, but see, he told them to take my bones with you when you leave. Make sure they're on that caravan back into our land. And be sure to put my bones in the proper places. Place. Joseph saw ahead. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Now, you see, the question is, are you afraid of the king's commandment? See, the parents did see to it that Moses was hid. And it would be hard to put him in a reed basket and send him afloat in the Nile. But you see, God saw to it that that little baby was taken right to the royal household, where Pharaoh's wife, or Pharaoh's daughter, found him. You see, and there's a lot of issues here with Moses that you could learn. And the most important thing today, we got a lot of kings, Joe Biden and his Democrat buddies, and the Democrat buddies in New York, and Washington, and Oregon, and California, and in Nevada, and in Illinois, They're scattered all over the nation. Liberals, supported by Soros, got into office. They're pushing Marxism to destroy this country. Now, you may disagree with that. I could care less. That's what they're doing. And anybody that takes all the criminals out of jail and releases them and won't prosecute people for doing things like that and releases them is not a friend of mine. We have to have justice. We have to have laws, but not stupid laws run by idiot dictators. See, Moses' parents were not afraid of the dictator that was in charge there in Egypt. And they trusted God to take care of that little baby. And he was taken care of. And the funny thing of it is along the line, now we know that Moses had his feet in two worlds, his people and Pharaoh, the royal household. Now see, that was an important part of his indoctrination. Because he didn't know that he was going to be a major prophet. He didn't know that he was going to be sent back by God after many years to challenge one of the most powerful empires on the earth. But see, he learned the protocol in the palace. He knew how it worked. He knew how society worked. But yet he refused that lifestyle. It says plainly here, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter in verse 25, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And the next verse, 26, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. I mean, when you follow Moses, and remember he said, another prophet like unto me will come. His prophecy of the coming of the Lord. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He trusted the Lord. He believed in the God of Abraham. He believed in that God that had raised him up, raised, and he saw how God had dealt with everybody. But see, all of this was shown to Abraham in a dream. Through faith he kept the Passover, the sprinkling of the blood, lest he destroyed the firstborn, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. See, because when we talk about the Passover, the death angel passed over the children of Israel. But they had to follow what God said to do. You had to apply the blood, which is a type of applying the blood today through the atonement. So the death angel, the law says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And again it says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And the death angel is relieved through the blood of Christ. Our body of death we put off, this flesh, but we continue to live. For to be absent with from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so Passover is a very important thing because Yahshua, Jesus, fulfilled it. And so they had to pay attention lest that one who destroyed the firstborn in Egypt would touch the children of Israel. And if they didn't obey what God told them to do, they would have been killed as well. You weren't to go outside. And we're entering a time now that there are the miraculous that is going to occur. And when some of these things begin to occur, you have to be in touch with the Lord enough to know, I'm not going to go out. I've got to stay here. Now, some of our past shows, a long time ago, we used to cover things like this. In my interviews with a Jewish prophet that I knew. And he had his enemies. Some in my own program. And some of them were bold enough to tell me they wanted me to stop doing anything with him. Because they had gone down to one of his meetings and they wanted to distribute his stuff free. And he told them no. Well, they got all miffed at him. So when I went down there, I think I went to 3 meetings, but I never went back. I didn't agree with him on everything, but I respected the man. But I didn't see anything that would say that he was a false prophet. But that's all under the bridge, because he's dead and gone. He's gone. We used to talk about a lot of this stuff on the show. Because there are plagues that are coming. And if you think COVID is bad, yeah, this is going to kill everybody. Unless you know what to do. And these funky meds that these dipwits put out, I was watching the news yesterday. I mean, watching a research video, I guess you could call it. Now, we saw this happen when the coronavirus, some of the Myrna stuff came out. Because this embalmer, now, see, he managed to get on some shows later on, but I saw him when he was first on. And he talked about what the bodies looked like and all the blood clots and all the weird stuff in there. Because, this, you know, it was really weird. But there is technology that they've developed where they can use, I think it was graphite. And I don't even know how they do it, but they dump graphite on the table, they do something to it, and it begins to grow long strings, like a network. And then they found the graphite oxide in the shots. And one research chemist, who this is the kind of work they do, it was a woman, she looked at this clot in this blood under the microscope and it had metal things in it. It was the graphite oxide and they were moving and they showed how this stuff moves like long veins and it moves in your blood because it thrives on the blood. I mean, it's freaky. But they put that in the COVID. Why would you do that? Well, now they're warning about AIDS. Not AIDS. What was it? Something else was coming. Yeah, AIDS. because they used AIDS in the COVID shot. Something from AIDS. Oh, that sounds like a good idea. And then they put graphite oxide in it and shot it up into you. I mean, this is the kind of research. I mean, it's out there, folks. I didn't have to look hard to find it. I have a whole list of doctors that I've known from the beginning about this stuff. I have all kinds of research on it. I research stuff. I've always researched stuff. But I'm telling you, that's the world we live in today, and I'm telling you about faith from a world so different. If we were to show up back in Egypt at the time of Joseph, he would not believe what he was seeing or hearing. That is the difference today. You and I live in a different world, but it's the same faith that Joseph had, and it's the same results, and it got Joseph through. It will get us through because it's based upon him who is eternal. That's what I'm driving at this morning, because you're going to need faith. You're going to need the eternal one. You're going to need the redemption found in Christ. You're going to need the Spirit of God within you. You're going to need his word, because there's not going to be truth. There is going to be lies everywhere, and there are lies today. There's lies in the White House. There's politicians who are nothing but liars and thieves and cheats. We have entire nations that are bent on bloodthirst. We have a whole group of people waging war, the Muslims, believing that when they kill and pillage and rob and rape, it's going to get them to heaven. They're going to go to hell. I'm telling you today, people are deceived, and Christ warned us about deception. And if God can take care of the Moses and the Jacobs and the Josephs and the Isaacs and the Abrahams, they're in the Hall of Faith. He took care of Israel in the wilderness, took care of the apostles. But there is some differences, because we're in the end of days. Faith is still important. Very important. And it will get you through. It'll help you. It'll deliver you. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. So verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, didn't fear the wrath of the king. Through faith he kept the Passover. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on a dry land. The Egyptians tried it and were drowned. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now see, up in Ottawa, the one thing known about the truckers up there, they knelt and prayed. And once a week, they would go up to the Parliament building and parade around it 7 times, praying. And what was the answer they got? Martial law. Justin Trudeau willing to do anything, including kill him. Thank God he hasn't got that far. But he's done everything petty. Stealing the wood, which keeps them warm. Taking the gas, which heats the truck, to keep them warm. Petty. A petty dictator. This guy is a worm. And you got a whole nation at the mercy of this worm. Now, I don't know why. Maybe the other politicians don't have enough guts, and although they call him out, they're not willing to do anything. You have civil rights groups that are going to take him to court, but that takes a long time. Meanwhile, he can do whatever he wants to. And then in the other city, they were using those guns. I mean, they're sitting atop a truck. It looks like a screen by about 2 foot tall and 3 foot wide. And they sit in the truck, fire it up, and shoot that beam at the people. What kind of idiot would do that to their own people? You hate them so much because they are protesting and you can't stop them. So you declare martial law in order to even kill them to get them off your streets because you hate them so much? Now you fast forward, folks. You look at America, you look at the world. There's going to come a day they're going to be doing it to those who don't obey, like take the mark, or that refuse to do things because they're Christians. Oh, whoops, they're doing that right now. Yeah, there are Christians right now in America that are using our courts and our laws to fight back for equal rights. One of them was a woman, and she had her case heard, and I think she won. But one of the reasons that she stood up is because aborted babies were associated with those shots and didn't want to take it. Well, I got news for you. Good thing, because that's blood guilt. When you use the blood and the bones or anything from that baby that you've murdered, there's blood guilt there. Now, you see, I was talking about that. I've done a lot of studies on blood guilt, and the Jew didn't like it. I support Israel, and I love the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, but they can be hard-headed. And even that Jewish prophet told me how hard-headed they could be. God knew how hard-headed they were. Moses knew that, too. He even summed it up. But you see, in the long run, we're all hard-headed. We all need to be redeemed. And sometimes we're our own worst enemy. It is so interesting how we can look at this stuff. By faith, the harlot Rahab perish not with them that believe not when she received the spies. See, in the eyes of the people, a harlot, you know, what are you? But see, prostitution and harlots have been in the systems of men since we've had systems. But this one wound up in the Hall of Faith. So that just proves God is interested in everybody. I mean, after all, the harlot Rahab made it out. She was justified. And so it's really important to understand today, as we look at this portion on faith. I can tell you personally, I've been in meetings where the Lord has moved. We've seen miracles. And I've been to the places in the big meetings. Now, I think the largest we were at was at a Rod Parsley one. And he had 20-some thousand people there. It was like going to church with my entire town. Now, that's really not my forte. I work a lot better, you know, if I don't have a lot of people around. because I'm a writer and I work on our websites. It's a one-man thing, especially if you're a writer. Father, thank you for this word. Bless those who hear this word whenever they do. Lord, we've got a lot of perilous times. I pray for your intervention and help upon all those that call upon your name. I pray, Lord, that you will wake Trudeau up and stop him from doing this up there in Canada. I pray that you would deliver the Canadian truckers and even the American truckers from these politicians who have vendettas against these people simply because they want to stand up. They want to be heard. People want their lives back. Draw them to you, Lord. Help them to find you. Reveal yourself to them in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, and streaming of this word. Amen. Now, speaking of writing, check out my book, The Rising. You can go over to danaglennsmith.com into our shop. You can go to actually warren-usa.com. Both of these have big ads about it. And it has some very, very important stuff in it. It is a Christian fiction mystery. It's set in America. And when you read it, you'll see behind the scenes of the supernatural, among many other things. In the events that unfold. And many of those events have happened. So check it out. And it's a good read. Quick read. The Rising. And so, when you do and you read it, be sure to leave a comment. If you buy it from Amazon, leave a comment, you know, on the book. You can go over to our websites and you can send me an email with a comment. Use a contact form. Check it out. And I pray that where you're at, things are going okay. Now, we are covering important details of the persecuted church every week. And it is not getting any better in a lot of areas. We are in that time frame. And it requires faith. And sometimes faith leads you down a road that is very hard. So pray for your brothers and sisters around the world. Pray for those in Afghanistan. Go over to opendoors.org. They've got a little video up there on some of the latest stuff coming out of Afghanistan. And be sure to support those ministries that have boots on the ground that can do this. And many of them that are going into Afghanistan and North Korea and others, the people that are doing it, they can lose their lives. It's very dangerous work. So be sure to pray for them, support these, and support us. Because we need financial support too. We thank God for the friends that we've had over these years to help us. Until next time, be safe, my friends. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.